Education was a key element to the founding of America, and of course the Bible was the chief textbook in one way or another, at least in early America. Today, the battle over education is a very critical one, and Publius Communications writes this: why are so many parents choosing homeschool? Because government schools have become laboratories for progressive education and Marxist ideology. There's a new exposé by Robert Borton, CEO of Classical Conversations, and investigative journalist Alex Newman, which reveals how public education was systematically corrupted from John Dewey's progressive education philosophy to today's critical race theory curriculum. In this essential guide for education reform, you'll discover the historical roots of ideological indoctrination in schools, tracing the path from Marx to modern classrooms, end quote. Robert Borton joins us now to discuss Karl Marx and education and better alternatives. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Robert, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me here, and just excited to be on the show today.
Sure. First of all, why don't you tell us what Classical Conversations is? You talking about Mozart or something? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's a K through 12 homeschool support system and curriculum founded in my parents' basement in 1997. I was one of the first students of it, and now we're in 60 countries. We have about 130,000 students, kindergarten through 12th grade, that are getting a classical education and homeschooling. So we make homeschooling doable, and we make doing it well accessible to everyone in the world.
Okay, excellent. So tell us about your new book, Woke and Weaponized.
Yeah, so we wanted to get to the core problems of education today and look at the history of how we got to where we are. Because so many people are like, how did we get here today? They're trying to solve the problems of education in America. But if you don't know the history of education and how we got here, then it's going to be very difficult to solve the problems. And so we go back to as far as 1820, pull the thread of history, go back to original source documents and quotes from the founders and, names that you would know like Horace Mann, John Dewey, Karl Marx, the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, and how they used their power to weaponize the public system against the American people to bring in a collectivist worldview and to really bring in the ideology of communism and socialism into our society. So that way we could actively stop it from happening and advance measures that would actually give us an educated populace once again in our country.
Okay, so at first, education was Bible-based. I mean, it just was. And people back then could read, and they had a reason for reading because, it was to read the Bible.
Yeah, so before 1900, no state in the Union had a public school, and most states didn't adopt one until 1950. So for the first, 150 years of our country, we had literacy rates almost 100% in many areas. Either people were homeschooled or they would send them to like a local school out of their church. Of course, the parents were heavily involved, tutors, apprentice models, things like that. And the government did not get involved at all. But the collectivists knew that they could not have their worldview, their anti-religion worldview adopted in America without separating children from their parents. Horace Mann said this in 1867. We who are engaged in the sacred cause of education are entitled to look upon parents as having given hostages to our cause. And what cause is that? Well, the cause, what they called a trinity of evil, Robert Owen called it, which were private property, Christianity, and marriage. And so that was what they were trying to rid America of: private property, Christianity, and marriage. And of course, we see more kids today are born out of wedlock than in. Only about 34% of students in public school can read at grade level. We pay 50% of what we make every year in taxes. And religious attendance, of course, is starting to bounce back, but is at an all-time low in our country. And so that's why we say Karl Marx won, because they co-opted and really intentionally used the public school system to bring in this Democrat socialist worldview into our country.
And Karl Marx was not very good at even balancing his own checkbook. I don't know why the world should listen to Karl Marx. In fact, if you read biographies about him, even just the short one in The Intellectuals by Paul Johnson, you see this guy was no good, and his family life was a shambles, and yet he was trying to tell everybody how to live their lives. And in the meantime, look at the fruit of Karl Marx. I mean, the 20th century is the bloodiest century on record, and a lot of that has to do with Karl Marx.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people know or have heard probably that our education system came from Prussia. And people are like, what's Prussia? Well, Prussia is Germany pre-World War I. So the education system installed in a dictatorship that started World War I is what we imported here inside the United States. And so the progressives at that time saw this as a way of taking their worldview and putting it into our children, into our societies. And they actually worked with the USSR during the Cold War to merge the United States together with the USSR by taking over the teaching colleges and making it so that the teacher colleges would be woke, so that they could have produced woke teachers that would produce woke students. And so it took, about five or six generations of the public school system for us to get to the fruit that we have today. But that's why things move slowly until they don't. And COVID exposed what was really going on underneath the surface at our public schools in the United States.
The first word in your title of your book, woke, I think we could basically say that's Marxism. Okay, what does the weaponized word in your title mean?
Yeah, so the weaponized is to destroy our culture, right? We know that the bedrock of culture is strong family. And so they wanted to use the public school system as a weapon. So the USSR, and we talk about this in one of our appendixes B, knew that they couldn't defeat the United States through conventional war machines. And so they decided that the best way to do it would be to weaponize the school system. And so how do you do that? Well, the cheapest, most easy way to do that is to weaponize the teachers' college. And so the United States, Ronald Reagan said if a foreign entity had put our public school system on us, we would declare it as an act of war. Well, the reality is a foreign entity did put our public school system on it, and it's been weaponized against Americans ever since its founding. And we're seeing that full this carnage that it's reaped on society now, where 34% of kids can read at grade level, 64% can't, right? Kids identify as LGBTQIA+ because they're being indoctrinated to that mindset through the public school system. It's been weaponized. And so we see people who are depressed, on antidepressants, on ADH drugs, all sorts of things, instead of living a flourishing life.
Okay, we only have about 5 minutes left. How would you recommend that we turn this around?
Yeah, so one of the things that we did in our book in the last three chapters is give a playbook that any parent, any community, any church can use to turn it around. So it starts with personal responsibility and personal sacrifice. You don't necessarily have to homeschool. You can send your kids to private school. But, we need churches creating scholarship funds. We need community leaders creating scholarship funds. We need businesses providing scholarships to their employees, families. So it takes personal responsibility and opting out of the federal or state-run school system, getting them into private schools or homeschooling, and making sure that our next generation isn't indoctrinated into this collectivist worldview, which is inherent in our current public school system.
It's so interesting. I look at a lot of teachers, people that I know personally, and I think, wow, it's such a blessing that you're trying, to help these people. But it's the union, it's the radicals that you see on TV and stuff. And it's like, wow, these are just out and out Marxists. So how do you redeem a situation like this?
Yeah, I mean, my wife was a school teacher for 10 years, and you just can't. It's producing the fruit that it was designed to produce. It was designed to produce an atheist collectivist worldview in our society. And that's why people like Mondami get elected to mayor in New York City. So unfortunately, it's not redeemable. What we need to do is look at what we were doing in the United States prior to 1900, prior to 1950, when local communities took responsibility. So we got to end the Department of Education at the federal level for sure. But then we need to do the same thing at the state level and bring it back to local communities, whether it's like cities or counties, and put the power back in the hands of the people. And so until that's done, we're just treading water, trying to survive.
I remember in the 1980s when homeschooling started to reemerge in America. And I remember that the Homeschool Legal Defense Fund and groups like that, they had to fight for every square inch, you know, of the rights that they got. But eventually, I remember when I heard Dr. Dobson say this, this is probably around 1990 or maybe a little earlier, and he said, I'm happy to report that all 50 states now have it legal to have you homeschool your children if that's what you wish to do. It's like this is such a battleground, but it's such a critical battleground.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of people are surprised. I think it was 1993 was the last state to actually legalize homeschooling. So people say like, oh, this could never happen in the United States. Well, it did happen for, you know, about 70 to 100 years in our country, depending where you lived. And so, yeah, we got to fight for liberty. We got to fight for our freedom every single generation. And so, yeah, don't take your liberty for granted because it can be given away at a drop of a hat if we're not vigilant. And so it's important not just to be good citizens and educate our children well, but make sure that we're keeping an eye on what the politicians are doing and voting. So that's a huge way to keep our freedom in the United States. And thankfully, we don't have to resort to violence.
What are your thoughts on higher education, so college and postgraduate
studies? Yeah, so that's those are super woke. So yeah, I think, I mean, if you want to be a doctor or an engineer, it's probably a good idea to go to college, but the college system has become too bloated and too full of itself, and many people, many of our graduates are refusing to go to college because they don't see how it'll benefit them, and they're going straight into entrepreneurship or straight into apprenticeships or starting jobs. And so, you know, the college system's collapsed on itself. It's super expensive, and the value isn't there. So colleges need a reform and go back to being about colleagues and being about who you're studying under and not about lazy rivers and how much money they can extract from the federal student loan system. So we really need to get that under control because it's an anchor around so many students' necks. And it starts with, I think, businesses starting to look at people who don't have a college degree as a good applicant. And I know more and more businesses are doing that. So I think we're trending in the right direction because things can't continue in the direction it's going in higher education.
I remember one statistic somebody said, it wasn't a statistic, it was a generality, but he said, amazingly, studies seem to show the more educated you are, in other words, the more time that you spend in school, okay, and that would obviously be at postgraduate levels and so forth, the more ignorant you become as opposed to the better educated.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, it's amazing that you have doctors who can't identify the difference between a man and a woman now, and you have the brightest minds on the planet that have no idea what sex you are by looking at you or by looking at your DNA. Biology is not a choose your own adventure. It's not surprising because, right, it's this idea of managed societies. You have to have a managerial class. Once you get into the managerial class, you want to hold on to your power. And so that's why the longer you're in an education system that denies basic human realities in exchange for the promise of power, the least intelligent you are. And, you know, the Bible says that, you know, that the world's wisdom is foolishness to God and God's ways is foolish to the world. And of course, we know God's ways works. And so it's not surprising when you step back and look that unfortunately higher education has become a joke in our country.
Robert Bortons. We're out of time. RobertBortons.com. Again, the name of his book, Woke and Weaponized. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.